Hello, my name is Stephen Moyes, and I am a program manager on the User Experience platform. Today, I'm going to talk to you about connected animations. First, we will outline what connected animations are, look at how to create them, and finally coordinate several animations to create a seamless transition. Connected animations let you create compelling navigation experiences by animating an element between two different views. In a connected animation, an element appears to continue between two views during a change in UI content. This animation helps emphasize common content between views and can be coordinated with other animations to create beautiful and dynamic page transitions. Today, I will walk you through how to create a seamless page transition using connected animations. We will add connected animations to a small app that keeps track of vacation destinations. The example app will navigate from a page containing a list of vacation destinations into a page containing details about the selected destination and back again. Setting up a connected animation involves two steps. First, you will need to prepare the animation object on the source page, which indicates to the system which element will participate in the connected animation. Second, you will start the animation on the destination page after the navigation, passing a reference to the destination element. Let's start our demo. First, let's look at the collection view page. Here on the collection view page, we see that we have a list view called collection defined. The list view is bound to some simple data objects that represent vacation destinations. When the user clicks on any of the destinations in the list, the app navigates to a detailed view of the destination. Notice that one of the template parts inside the data template is an image called connected element. When the app performs the connected animation, it will need to reference this image. Now, let's look at the itemClick method for the list. In the click handler for the list view, the app first gets the list view item corresponding to the clicked element. Then, the app stashes away the clicked item's backing data object. The app will need this object when the app performs the second connected animation between the detailed page and the collection. After stashing the object, the app then prepares a connected animation on the collection using the prepareConnectedAnimation method. prepareConnectedAnimation takes three arguments. First, the arbitrary name of the animation, in this case CA1. Second, the stashed data object. And third, the name of the element that will be connected. Finally, the app calls frame.navigate to the detailed info page with a reference to the stored data object. We need to do one more thing while we're here. In the constructor for the collection page, notice that we set the navigation cache mode to enabled. In the collection page's constructor, we will enable the page to be cached using the navigation cache mode. This will ensure that the same page is used during the navigation. Now let's look at the definition on the detailed info page. Similarly, the detailed info page has a named element called detailed image. The detailed info page displays in-depth information about the vacation location. Notice that the app defines another named image on this page called detailed image. This is the destination for the connected animation. During the connected animation, the source image defined on the collection page will animate to this destination image. Now let's look at the code behind for the detailed info page. Remember, connected animations are prepared on the source and started on the destination. In this case, the connected animation is started in the onNavigatedTo override on the destination page. In the navigation method, the app attempts to get the predefined connected animation with the name CA1, which we defined on the previous page. And then it tries to start the animation. Now, let's see what it looks like in action. Here we see a list containing several vacation destinations. If we click on one, we can see the thumbnail image in the list connecting to the larger image on the detail page. This is the connected animation. However, if we attempt to navigate back, notice that the large image does not connected animate back to its previous location. This is because we need to set up a second connected animation from the detail page to the collection page. Let's see how to do that. As before, we need to prepare on the source and start on the destination. In this case, the source is the detail page and the destination is the collection page. Since the app leverages the system-defined back button, the app will prepare the second connected animation in the onNavigating from override, seen here. Let's uncomment out this line of code. Now we have prepared a second connected animation called CA2. Now let's look at the collection page code behind. In the collections loaded method, we will start the second connected animation in the collections loaded method. Since this list may be long and the connected element may not be in the initial viewport, the app will attempt to scroll the stored item into view before animating it. Then the app attempts to fetch the second connected animation called CA2 and start it. Notice that the try start connected animation async is called on the collection. This is because the UI associated with the stored element may need to be rehydrated by the collection before the animation can start. Let's uncomment out this line of code, and now we have our second connected animation. Let's see what it looks like. We can see the first connected animation between the collection and the detail page, and the second connected animation back from the detail to the collection. We've got a great start to a seamless transition. The image continues between the pages and helps the user retain their context. Notice that there are some related elements around the image. To the right of the image is the title, and below the image is a detailed description. Let's see what that looks like again. We can make an even better and more seamless transition by animating this related content during the connected animation. Fortunately, it is super easy to do. Let's close this app. On the detailed info page.xaml file, we have defined two named elements, the coordinated panel, which contains the elements to the right of the image, and the more info panel, which contains the elements below the image. We will choreograph animating these elements alongside the connected animation. To animate the elements to the right of the image, we can use a try-start override to coordinate with the connected animation. We can see that here. Let's uncomment out this line and comment this line. Notice that we pass in a reference to the coordinated panel element into the try-start method. That's all we have to do to animate these elements along with the image. Next, we will animate the description text and the acrylic panel behind the header. We don't want to animate these elements to fly alongside the image during the connected animation, so we will use implicit show animations instead. Let's look at the create implicit animations method, which creates these two implicit animations. Implicit show animations play when the UI is first rendered and are a powerful tool to use alongside connected animation to create beautiful and seamless transitions. Let's uncomment out these lines of code that will create the implicit animation, and we'll just copy this coordinated animation down here. So looking at create implicit animations, we can see that there are two implicit animations, one that targets the header background, the acrylic panel, and one that targets the more info panel below. Now that we have all of our elements in place, let's look at the app now. Remember, before the connected element was the only thing that animated, but now when we animate, we'll notice that the text to the right of the image flies in a coordinated fashion along with the connected animation. The acrylic background slides down, and the secondary text at the bottom fades in using implicit animations. Let's see what that looks like again. That's pretty cool. You can use connected animations, coordinated animations, and implicit animations to create a seamless and immersive page transition. For more information about the Fluent Design System, visit fluent.microsoft.com. And to learn more about connected animations, visit the link on the slide. Thank you, and happy coding.